Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. Louis Martin, the father of St. Therese the Little Flower, but also the father of four other daughters who became religious sisters. He was a highly intelligent man with a strong work ethic and a devout Catholic faith that made him an excellent husband, father, and provider for the family. His wife, Zélie, died when Thérèse was just 4 years old, and Louis cared for his daughters wonderfully. However, when the five daughters were still teenagers, and shortly after Thérèse had entered religious life at 15, Louis suffered a series of strokes and then full-blown dementia. Only Celine and Leonie were left to care for their father, and they did their best. But he had the habit of escaping in the night. Finally, they had to place him in an old monastery that had been transformed into what today would be considered a type of memory care facility. The suffering of the family was increased by friends and neighbors who said the daughters had him confined just to be rid of him. This was a great trial for the whole family. But neither Louis nor his daughters viewed his dementia with bitterness or anger toward God. Rather, they understood it as a mission that God had entrusted to Louis to be united to the suffering of Christ for his own spiritual purification and for the salvation of many souls. Through his suffering, he had become a co-redeemer with Christ, as St. Paul describes in Colossians 1:24. Still, this was a tremendous trial for the family. In her autobiography, Thérèse writes, "I did not foresee then the trial awaiting us. I did not know that on February 12th, 1 month after I had entered the convent, our beloved father would drink so deeply of such a bitter chalice. Words cannot express our grief, nor shall I attempt to describe it here. In heaven, we shall enjoy dwelling on these dark days of exile. Yet, the 3 years of my father's martyrdom seemed to me the sweetest and most fruitful of our lives." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. We can be tempted to think a person with dementia has nothing to offer the world. But if a person is in the world, then it's because God thinks that person makes the world a better place just by being there, and because they are doing or could do some great thing. Otherwise, that person would not be in the world. A baptized person with dementia is fulfilling a powerful mission to help Jesus save the world and to save souls. When you are united with Christ through baptism, your sufferings are joined to the suffering of Christ because we are baptized into his death and resurrection, which means that your suffering and death become a means for your spiritual perfection and something God uses to help save other souls. You become a co-redeemer with Christ. But you might think, yeah, but don't I have to consciously offer up my suffering for it to be beneficial? If you are consecrated to Mary, then you have given everything to her, your life, your prayer, all your good works, all your suffering and death. When you consecrate yourself to Mary, she becomes your spiritual investment broker for all your spiritual treasure. And those are primarily the treasure of prayer, work, joy, and suffering. All the spiritual merit, all the spiritual wealth you get from praying, working, and suffering, when we consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give these to her and we say, please, use these in a way that will help get the most people to heaven. Now, what is so great about this is that whether a person has dementia or they're in a coma, or in so much pain that they forget or just can't offer it up, Our Lady is receiving our spiritual investment, and she is applying it where she sees best. You don't need to make your spiritual investment decisions for them to be made wisely when you have made Mary your spiritual investment broker. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. One of the biggest obstacles we place in the way of God purifying and transforming our soul and using us for the good of others, one of the biggest obstacles, it's our intellectual pride. Let's face it, we think we know better than God about everything. And this prevents God from doing all he could to transform us. To save us from our intellectual pride and to clear the way so that God can do all that needs to be done to get our soul ready for heaven, sometimes God has to render us like little children. Now, a person with dementia, when their cognitive ability, their ability to know what's going on, when that's diminished, then, well, they stop resisting the work of God in their life by their intellectual pride. And then they are fully open to the purifying and refining action of God. In fact, dementia may enable them to be more open to the grace of God than they have ever been throughout their whole life. When the cognitive ability is taken away, then we become less resistant to what God needs to do to purify and transform us. We become like little children, totally docile to the action of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. I tend to waste my suffering, because when I suffer, I get angry at God because I don't want to suffer. I don't like it. I don't want it. And therefore, I waste it. And I waste the good that could come for souls through my suffering. You see, my pride and my intellect get in the way because I think I know better than God what I need. Now, my mother suffered from dementia, and the whole family was very sad about this, and at times frustrated and even angry with the situation. And at first, Mom knew something was wrong, and she was afraid and a little angry. But as the dementia took a greater and greater hold, she resisted less and less. She became totally surrendered and abandoned to God and at peace. She didn't complain. She was not bitter, because she didn't think about her situation. She couldn't. She was unable. And that was a great grace. She was suffering, but she was not resisting. And therefore, she was cooperating with God to save many, many souls. It may be that God is allowing many good people to suffer from dementia because they are the few who are not refusing to cooperate with God for the salvation of souls. And without them, many people may not make it to heaven. Our loved ones with dementia have a very important mission in the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Our loved ones with dementia are doing us the greatest good. When everyone around us is in good health and can take care of themselves, we can so easily retreat into lives of selfishness and self-serving, and that might lead us straight to hell. But a person suffering from dementia gives us the opportunity to forget about ourselves just for once and serve someone else sacrificially. I watched my dad grow in virtue and holiness by the way he took care of Mom. And hopefully, I grew a little less selfish by giving her the sacrificial love she deserves. Finally, we should have a deep reverence for these hidden souls with dementia who are fulfilling this mission from God to save the world and save souls by their suffering. We should give them the honor that is due to them for the great mission they are fulfilling, for they are like martyrs and victim souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation?
You know, you and I have been recently talking about what it means to be human and how to be human. And reflecting on our recent experience with my own grandmother, I think it really taught me, or retaught me, how to love in a purely human way. As in, I'm used to loving conversation with others and getting to do my favorite things with people, and that's a beautiful thing, but what do you do and how do you love when someone can't talk with you and can't go do all these adventurous things that are nice? But I had to learn how to just hold someone's hand.
Yeah.
And sit in silence.
Yeah.
Or how to appreciate just a simple smile.
Yes.
And a simple exchange with nothing much in return.
Yes.
But just loving someone without the aspects of love that are selfish or about use or what you get back, or honestly just what's easy.
Yeah.
And it did come to a point where it wasn't just love as in, this isn't really enjoyable, but I'm here. It turned into, I really like sitting with you. I really like being with you in the moments we share, when I can just lean my head on your shoulder.
Yep.
And you can just smile at me and I can hold your hand. And those were my moments with my grandmother that I most appreciated in her final year. But she didn't have memory moment to moment, but she was present. And you learn how to love someone just in that way.
Yes.
Now, I could have, and I should have, learned a little bit from that of how to love people.
Yeah.
But it's hard to reorient yourself.
Yeah.
And stop seeing it as, I didn't really like this interaction with that person. I shouldn't hang out with them anymore. They're not really, I don't get much out of this. I should just cut this person off.
Yeah. It is amazing how much a person who's incapacitated has to teach us.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that we that need to grow. It really is amazing. That's part of their mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that,
I've never seen such an example of love. Very similar to little children or infants, where it's you put in a lot of work and you think, but they don't even notice how good I'm being.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, it's not about that. They're not gonna know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not for a long time.
God's providence, this is the hard thing to grasp, is that God's providence is ordering, guiding all these things for everyone's greatest benefit. And if we could just learn to stop fighting against it and just go with where God is taking us, so that, like you said so beautifully, you could learn how to be even more human through this process.
I say that because I think we find a lot of inhuman ways to connect right now.
Yeah, and the most human is just, I want to be with you. Why? Because you are worth it, and we don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be together.
Mm-hmm. To just be in each other's presence without avoiding it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people out there are suffering themselves or with a loved one with a dementia, and it's not in vain. It's not wasted. Both the person with dementia and you have a tremendous amount to offer and gain from this.
I would say above all else, when your loved one is experiencing dementia, it's easy to think, well, they're already gone. I shouldn't spend time with them.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting anything out of it. They won't remember anyways. You might not have a lot of time with them, but this time while they're still physically here with you, just learn to be in their presence.
Yeah. And what's amazing, if you can learn to just be in their presence without receiving anything in return, you know what they're teaching you to do? They're teaching you how to love God.
Yeah.
And to be in prayer.
That's so accurate. I remember in the last couple of weeks before Grandma passed, whenever I would go over to her little apartment in memory care, she would just have the Mass playing constantly in the background. That I remember Grandpa saying, "Erla, what are you doing right now?" She had her head down and her hands clasped, and she just looked so offended because she was like, "I'm praying."
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. If we could all just learn to trust God's providence, that's what we're working on. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.